Blackstone presents The Red Thread by Rebecca Pace with Tracy Lawson. This book is read by Stefan Rudnitsky. Theresienstadt Ghetto, occupied Czechoslovakia, June 1944. I sat between my parents on a hard bench while the orchestra tuned its instruments. In the violin section, Mira's chair stood empty. I'd been listening to her practice for weeks. She wouldn't have missed a performance unless something awful had happened. When I turned to scan the crowd behind me, my mother nudged me to be still. Her face showed no emotion, but her eyes pleaded with me not to draw attention to myself. I knew I risked being singled out for punishment later, but at the moment, I didn't care about myself, only about Mira. As soon as my mother's gaze returned to the front of the room, I glanced over first one shoulder, then the other, trying not to be obvious as I craned my neck. When I caught the eye of one of our guests of honor, my heart jumped, filling my throat until it was hard to breathe. I gulped as he smiled and nodded at me. Cold, clammy sweat broke out all over my body, and I looked away.
Peter!
That one word, that whispered plea, stopped my fidgeting. Everyone in the camp was ordered to attend this charade. Our four guests, a delegation sent by the International Red Cross, were the only ones in the auditorium who were not part of the show. The rest of us were performing as though our lives depended on it, because they did. For months, the Nazis had used us as slave labor for their Verschönerung, the beautification project meant to prove to the world how well we were being treated inside this ancient walled fortress. As soon as the facade was complete, a German film crew had arrived to shoot newsreel footage and a documentary about the town Hitler had given as a gift to the Jews. The Nazis used us to fool the rest of the world, and they carried out the deception with their customary cold efficiency. Before the film crew arrived, the camp director dispatched seven transport trains bearing tens of thousands of people who were sent away to relieve the overcrowding. Mira's father was among them. A sudden stab of fear, like an icicle, pierced my heart. What if Mira had tried to speak to a member of the delegation about her father's whereabouts? I clenched my fists in my lap and tried to keep my face from betraying my inner turmoil. Before the delegation arrived, we had been instructed how to behave.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?